Well, let's begin with the action today at the New Mexico legislature. Well, sort of. It's Grant County Day anyway.
That's right, which is, practically a holiday in Grant County most years. Every community in the state has their lobbying day where they go up to the roundhouse and twist arms with legislators and host a reception. Grant County has for years taken that especially seriously. The Grant County Prospectors is the group that sort of heads that up. Originally, they were part of the Chamber of Commerce, but struck out on their own a decade or so ago. And, you know, virtually everyone involved with any nonprofit organization or local government usually heads up to Santa Fe. We usually print a special edition of the paper that day that gets circulated in Santa Fe. But, of course, last year and this year, thanks to COVID-19, that really hasn't been a viable option. So this year, rather than give up on the idea entirely, the prospectors have organized a day of virtual meetings online with cabinet secretaries and other leaders in Santa Fe. So it doesn't quite have the party atmosphere that Grant County Day usually does, but there's still going to be meetings happening throughout the day today. And hopefully, usually out of that process, payments that have been held up get knocked loose, or needs that hadn't reached the right person get identified. And so we're looking forward, of course, to Grant County Day, even though it's virtual, and we're really hoping to see some positive benefit for the community.
Well, you mentioned early on that virtually everyone participated, and now everyone's participating virtually. So any priorities for Grant County this year at the legislature?
There are, of course, a list of community needs. There's a lot of infrastructure money out there. So, of course, the town of Silver City's got a project for a new recreation center that they've got underway. And so, obviously, that's a priority. But there's actually a long list. And if folks are interested in that, they can go to the Grant County Prospectors website and read all about the various things that the community is looking to make happen.
Right. Now, for a long time, we've been talking about the lack of law enforcement officers in the area. And recently, a new police chief was announced for Baird, and there's a new officer headed to Hurley, right?
Yeah, and it's been exciting for a while now. Baird has been in the process of hiring their new chief of police, but he is actually on the job now, so they're excited about that. He joins the one officer that they already had on their force. And then in the other mining district community of Hurley, which hired a new police chief just a couple of months ago, they finally have an officer to join him. That's Brandon Hannes, and I hope I'm saying that right. Of course, in newspapers, you read things and you don't actually get to hear them pronounced. But they're excited now that they're building their police force. And that's been one of the long-standing challenges in the mining district, is these smaller communities in rural parts of the state really have difficulty getting certified police officers.
All right. And we also have a new member to the Cobre School Board to chat about today.
Yeah, this has also been going on for a while, and it's an interesting situation because Gabriel Holguin has been a member of the school board for years, and he actually resigned his seat in October of last year because an opportunity came available to be the head wrestling coach at Cobre High School, and of course you can't do that and be on the school board. So he gave up his seat, but he was up for re-election in November. He had an opponent, but apparently enough people had already cast their ballot that he ended up getting re-elected to a seat that he had resigned from. So after he was sworn in at the beginning of January, he had to resign again.
Oh.
And so the school board has been going through a process of hammering out the process of how they were going to appoint his replacement. And they had six people turn in applications and got interviewed by the board on Monday night. And the board ended up selecting a fellow named Canuto Molina, who worked for the Forest Service, but Baird native. And so we'll look forward to having a full school board out at Cobre again.
Right. I wonder if he was one of, you know, a few politicians ever in history to have signs in his front yard that say, "Don't vote for me."
Please don't vote for me. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for the update. And where should folks go to read more about these stories?
Oh, we're always happy to have you join us at the scdailypress.com. That's SC like Silver City Daily Press. .com, and you can find all the headlines going forward.
All right, Nick, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. Have a great week.
You too.